Our wee pet. A wee man. All right. All right. Right. That's a Geordie introduction. Because this episode is Ms. Muffy. Not like Miss Muffet. She's not sat on a tuffet eating her curds and whey. Whey. No, she's a Geordie, so she's from the northeast of England. Newcastle. She's from Newcastle, so she eats starter cake and guns down the tune. No, she doesn't talk like that. She's not full on Geordie. But yeah, that's how they talk in Geordie land. They talk like Antor Deck and Cheryl Cole, and Jimmy Nail, and all that. Right, and everything's away the lads and that. So, yeah, I think I've offended enough Geordies there. All right, sorry about that. You can't really offend a Geordie though. I know Geordies, and they're good fun. You know, like they're nothing like the Geordie Shore people. That's a little bit wrong. Right, I'm going to read her tweets anyway. She's delightful. She's delightful, Ms. Muffy. Okay, let's start as we mean to go on. This is a good one to start. Okay, here we go. Sometimes I wonder why people unfollow me. Then I remember I'm a disgusting, foul-mouthed whore. Yeah, there you go. So that's a good intro tweet from Miss Muffy. Okay, sometimes I sit on my boyfriend's face just to shut him up and get some peace and quiet. Oh, right. Well, that wouldn't stop me from talking. I'd sort of carry on talking because it would be some sort of vibrations and stuff, wouldn't it? So it'd be good. It'd be right good, wouldn't it? Okay. I'll make you a sandwich after sex. I'll also scrape your cum out of my vagina and slap it on the bread. Oh, that's just wrong, isn't it? But I'd still eat the bread. I'd still eat it. I mean, if it was in a BLT, that'd be all right, wouldn't it? Because it, you know, a bit of man mayo never hurt anyone. And it's your man. It's your own man mayo, isn't it? Mixed with her stuff. Right, okay, so, yeah. Just because we have sex doesn't mean I like you. Yeah, you know, good hate fuck between friends. I had the best phone sex today. It was amazing. Can somebody please tell me how I can get the phone out of my vagina? Oh, yeah. It's probably easier to get it out of your vagina than you see your bum. Can you get it in your bum and it's like, yeah, it's not good. It's just like, yeah. Right, okay. Just got my test results back and I'm fucking ecstatic to tweet that I'm still cancer-free. So, yeah. That was 17 days ago, so she's had an update. And it will all become clear when I read her bio, just to let you know. It's obvious now, isn't it? She's had a brush with cancer. So, yeah. Here's her top tweet anyway, and this'll drive the point home, hopefully. My last birthday, I was diagnosed with cancer. Yeah, it was that good. That, she means her birthday, of course. And now a year on, I'm cured. And I can say, fuck you, cancer, you cunt! She shouted that, and she's put 6 exclamation points at the end, so she proper shouted that with all of her mighty Geordie voice. So, there you go. Her bio says, I'm sarcastic, a mother and a girlfriend. I've survived cancer, so you cunts don't scare me. Oh, she's so eloquent, isn't she? And she's got a link to her website, and she's got a blog as well, if you're into blogs. Blog, it's got the word log in it. So yeah, that's Little Miss Muffy. Like I said, she's not Miss Muffet, alright?